Unit 13. Would you like to play a game? A. Let's read. The Chungs lived next door to Peter's family. They had a small son called Simon. One day, Mr. and Mrs. Chung wanted to go out in the evening. So they asked Peter and Anne to babysit Simon. They agreed and arrived at their flat at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Simon was playing with his toys on the floor.
He won't be any trouble.
Simon was very happy until his parents left. Then he suddenly started crying and shouting.
Oh dear,
said Anne, and she picked him up.
Would you like something to eat?
Would you like to play with your toy? Asked Peter. And he showed Simon his rubber duck.
Would you like a drink?
Said Anne. Simon cried louder and louder.
No, I'd rather go swimming, he shouted.
We can't take you swimming. Would you like to play a game? Asked Peter. Simon stopped crying and looked at Peter for a moment.
No, thank you. I'd rather have a picnic.
Anne and Peter looked at each other and carried Simon into the kitchen. 3 hours later, Mr. and Mrs. Chung came back. The flat was very quiet.
Ah,
they said to each other.
Simon's asleep.
They went into the kitchen and found Peter and Anne fast asleep. There was fruit on the floor. The door of the refrigerator was open. There were biscuits on the table and there was ice cream on the cupboards. Simon was pouring a bottle of soy sauce over Anne's head.
Hello,
he said, and he turned to his parents.
We're playing picnics. Would you like to join us?
Words and expressions.
Son. Babysit. Babysat. Babysat. Play with. Start doing something. Would rather do something. Fast. Fast asleep. Fruit. Soy sauce. Turn to. Go fishing. Finish. Bread rolls.
Unit 14. Would you mind giving me your napkin? A. Let's read. Last week, Peter went to a wedding with his family. His cousin, Nancy, was marrying a young man called Eddie. The wedding was held at a church in Hong Kong. After the wedding, everyone went to a restaurant for the wedding banquet. The banquet began at 8 o'clock. The waiters brought out the suckling pigs on large trays, and everyone began to eat. Peter was eating his first course when someone touched him on the shoulder.
Excuse me, said a voice from behind Peter. Would you mind passing me your napkin?
Peter turned round and gave his napkin to the young boy at the table behind him. During the next course, Peter heard the boy's voice again. He was talking to a girl at another table.
"Excuse me, would you mind giving me your napkin, please?" he asked politely.
"No, not at all,"
replied the girl, and she gave her napkin to the boy. A few minutes later, the boy spoke to Peter's mother. "Would you mind lending me a napkin from your table?" asked the boy.
"No, of course not,"
replied Peter's mother. After the shark's fin soup, the bride's father stood up and made a speech. When he was speaking, Peter turned round to look at the boy behind him. The boy was folding the paper napkins into beautiful shapes. There was a collection of little paper flowers in front of him on the table. Each paper napkin was now a pretty flower. The boy was making a bunch of paper flowers for the bride. Words and expressions.
Would you mind doing? Wedding. Nancy. Eddie. Banquet. A wedding banquet. Bring. Brought. Brought. Suckling. A suckling pig. Tray. Napkin. During. Not at all. Fin. Shark's fins. Bride. Speech. Make a speech. A collection of. Switch. Switch on. Fan. Fountain. A fountain pen. Patiently. Fried. Chef.